Now, sadly, just one disappointment after another for local soccer fans. First, of course, earlier this week, the news that the SABC had failed to secure the broadcast rights for PSL games because it just can't afford them. Now, fans who were hoping to enjoy a live game at Cape Town Stadium this weekend face a change of venue. Cape Town City due to take on Stellenbosch FC on Saturday, but the game has been moved to Athlone Stadium due to concerns around the pitch at Cape Town Stadium. To explain what's gone wrong, on the line with me is the city's CEO for the Cape Town Stadium, Leslie de Rooyk. Leslie, great to have you with us on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Pepper.
So just briefly sketch the history for us. I know that you had a very busy season at the stadium in the 2018-2019 season, more than 30 big events held there. What sort of state was the pitch in as a result of that?
Pepper, actually, you know, this process started prior to that. We work on a three-year maintenance cycle for the pitch. Just to give you an idea, over the last past three seasons, we've hosted more than 84 soccer matches. This is now over and above concerts and the rest of the things that we have to host at the Cape Town Stadium. So the maintenance of the pitch, this is now that part of the cycle that we had to do the maintenance. And we've just really heated it badly. We started the maintenance on the 20th of May, believing that we will be ready mid-August. And we've really had a very bad patch of weather. As you know, we've had 3 weeks with three cold fronts.
Yeah.
And if the temperature drops below 15, the grass is dormant. It actually doesn't grow. So we've done everything we could. You know, we ran our growing lights 24/7 for the last 3 weeks on patches where there are very cold spots on the stadium pitch. And then we, you know, on the 30th of July, when we discussed, we've advised the club that we, at the priority, that's the security planning meeting, we've requested that we only make a decision on Monday, now yesterday, because we want to give the grass as much as possible time to grow. And then yesterday we did what they call a traction test. This is to check, has the pitch knitted properly. In other words, if you change direction suddenly or you have to stop suddenly, is the pitch safe? And it was found not to be compliant with the technical regulations. You know, and we couldn't have a match on the pitch that is not safe. I mean, we can't play with people's lives, people getting injured in the beginning of the season. It's very unfortunate, but, you know, we were caught out by the weather.
Fair enough, and I think everyone can understand that that was something you could not control. The big question is what happens to fans who had already bought tickets for the game at Cape Town Stadium? I don't know how many had been sold, but are there sufficient seats in Athlone Stadium to accommodate everybody who had already bought a ticket?
I'm sure there will be. The match was planned for 10,000 people. You know, and Athlone can seat, I think, 25 or 26,000 people. So I'm sure the arrangement will be that if you bought a ticket for Cape Town Stadium, it will be, you'll be able to use it at Athlone Stadium. But I think the club will be better able to confirm that.
Okay, but for the sake of anybody who might change their mind and decide, well, I wanted to see it at Cape Town, but I'm not interested in watching it at Athlone Stadium, will they be able to get a refund for those tickets as far as you know?
I can unfortunately not answer that. I mean, that'll be solely in the discretion of the clubs in their hands to make that call.
Okay, fair enough. Leslie, well, I'll ask my producer to see if she can make a call to the clubs during the course of the show, and we'll give that feedback to the fans. When is the next game scheduled, Leslie? How much time have you sort of got in hand to try and get the pitch ready?
The next match, I think, is in 12 days' time. So we're really hoping that, you know, weather dependent, we'd be ready by then. So we just need a week or 5, 6, 7 days of nice warm weather, and we should be ready to host on the 17th.
Leslie de Rooyk, thanks for the update. The city's CEO for the Cape Town Stadium. So we will try and put a call in to the clubs and find out what the situation is for ticket holders. In the meantime, I believe we've got a voice note. Let's take a listen.
Aye, Papa, I think that's just a poor excuse from stadium management about the pitch. You get other soccer fields and rugby fields that have many more events and games and don't face the same thing. I think they must just play open cards and say they don't really want soccer to actually be in the stadium. And I think it's quite pathetic, especially that Stellenbosch is newly promoted, Cape Town City doing such a great job to get the crowd there and their support base. And there's just no buy-in from the people of the stadium in the city of Cape Town. Yeah, the city does not work for us.
Leslie is still on the line, I think. So if I may, let me just go back to him and ask if he wants to respond to that. Leslie, were you able to hear that voice note?
Yes, and I did hear it. Look, I can't agree with that statement. You know, we, as I've mentioned, we've hosted 84 soccer matches in the last three seasons. We've even last year at some stage, Athlone's pitch was found to be not playable, and we've pulled a number of the NDH matches into Cape Town Stadium to accommodate the next level or the next the next level of soccer. I think it's an unfair statement. We certainly want to have soccer at the Cape Town Stadium. We've had them here since 2011 after the World Cup. We at some stage we were lucky enough to have both Ajax and Cape Town City playing our matches here. So we certainly want to have to host them. But the fact that we're not saying that the number of matches is the reason why we're doing the maintenance. The fact that it's a 3-year cycle within which you have to repair pitches. Otherwise, you're going to sit eventually with a pitch that is just not playable. So you've got to do proper maintenance every 3 years, we believe.
Leslie Droyk, thanks again for joining us on the show. Thank you to whoever sent that voice note. Rodney, in agreement with you on the WhatsApp line, he believes that this was a case of poor planning, saying the city knew exactly when the football season starts. It's high time City of Cape Town got people at the helm who have the interests of sports people at heart. The same fiasco is playing out at the Bellville Velodrome, says Rodney on the WhatsApp line.